What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the internet's clickbait garbage so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And this one, I thought it was total clickbait. You know how when you see that little image on the side of the screen and it says something crazy like, man turns himself into an actual dragon, and you don't want to click it because you're pretty sure you're
gonna... He's not an actual dragon. Yeah. You know this. He's spitting fire anywhere.
But then you kind of got to click it because you're like, what does that look like?
Yeah.
Well, this actually is what the clickbait article said. This man actually did spend over 11,000 pounds turning himself into a dragon through surgical procedures.
Ouch. That sounds expensive and pointless.
Okay, so his name's Joshua Burns.
Okay, Mr.
Burns. No pun intended.
Mr. Burns.
He spent $11,000 on surgical procedures to make himself resemble a fire-breathing dragon, which included tattooing himself, cropping his earlobes, inserting silicone horns into his forehead, and more.
I mean, how upset with your physical appearance do you have to be to then try to convert yourself into a dragon?
Do you think it's that, or do you think it's how much do you like dragons that you literally want to become one?
Well, then you would be having to masturbate to dragon pictures. If you're trying to turn yourself into a dragon, I mean, you're trying to mate with dragons. You have dreams about dragons. I guess dragons are cool.
Dragons are awesome.
Fire-breathing dinosaurs. Amazing. I mean, who doesn't love a dragon, right? But I don't want to look like a dragon.
Yeah, there is a line that I don't want to cross, and that includes all of these surgical procedures.
Exactly. I don't want to do any of what he wants to do. Has he ever heard of, what is it, those henna tattoos?
Oh,
where you
yeah.
could just get your skin kind of dyed that color for a little while, then try it out, maybe, before you just kind of go balls deep into it?
I don't think people think of that. I think they just go right into, hey, bro, give me some horns.
That's just a lack of friends. That's a lack of friends, because your friend would be like, Hey, Karma, have you thought about this? Like, really? I mean, I know it's your dream.
Why don't you do some henna horns first?
Or
see if you like them.
Have you thought your dream might be stupid?
What about a headband?
Because, I mean, it's your dream and all, but it doesn't mean it's not stupid.
Yes.
Your stupid dream to convert yourself to a dragon is stupid. You shouldn't do it.
So
when you don't have a friend like that,
you don't.
You end up doing it.
Yeah. So this guy identifies as a Vancouver-based entertainer.
Oh, who's he entertaining?
I'm trying to find that out. I thought this. Now, let me say this is femalefirst.co.uk. So sometimes their articles are a little half baked where it doesn't really give you all of the details.
And
you
it
would
just
hope
cuts
for.
Off in
it
the
does.
Middle of it.
It seriously does. So this guy self identifies as a Vancouver based entertainer, and he's also hoping to break the world record for most body modifications.
Oh, no.
And he is outright determined to resemble an actual dragon. But what is an actual dragon?
Do you think that there's girls that want to sleep with a guy that looks like a dragon?
Yeah, for sure. Like a dragon, like sleep with dragon dude is a one-time thing. Like that lizard guy?
Yeah.
What is that dude's name? Like the one that got his tongue split and everything?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah, it's really weird looking.
Yeah.
So the women that would want to sleep with him are all going to be really, really homely or ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
Because there's always that one real weird, real hot girl that'll sleep
for
with
sure.
a dude that's got
once,
horns.
Once. But that's,
or that might be your thing, though,
no,
too.
This isn't someone you bring to Easter. This is like
I'm
a
guessing
one
this
done.
Guy doesn't have to go home to family.
He said his girlfriend is fully supportive of this body modification.
Bullshit.
So he wants to be 100% covered in dragon scales and also beat the world record.
For dragon scale coverage.
And so far, he has gotten...
Well, the article ended.
There is one more sentence.
Oh, is there?
He said, I'm liking where I'm at currently, but every time I get another tattoo or modification, I feel more content and happier about myself. I'm going to look
this entire article
up.
Is less than a paragraph.
Yeah.
Femalefirst.co.uk.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I actually found images of this guy, and...
That doesn't look like a dragon.
No, he looks like a club kid.
He looks like an ogre or some sort of mythical beast from Lord of the Rings.
You guys, he totally looks like Club Kid from
Party Monster.
Yes, Party Monster Club Kid. He absolutely looks like
he
that.
It's like this real Shazzy drawing or tattoos of dragon wings. It looks like somebody used a Sharpie marker on him.
Oh, you guys, now he's actually... Okay, so the femalefirst.co.uk article...
There's a follow-up.
There is a follow-up. Now, the follow-up is from dailymail.co.uk, so I think this is going to be a little more thorough.
It's going to be more than
a
paragraph.
So I think we can get some legit info. So now he's up to $20,000 spent on the body transformation. He started the transformation at age 19. See, we already have like way 30. More details. And he is 30. His tongue is indeed split into two.
Why would you ever want to do that?
Do you instantly regret it when you're done? You have to.
Yeah. You have to. And this guy's
trying to eat spaghetti and it's just like falling through your tongue.
And his entire body is covered in green tattoos.
Oh, his tongue is dyed purple, and he had
it looks like somebody just put like Halloween makeup on this guy.
And his horns are weak. Like when you guys are hearing
those are
the
nubs.
Word horns.
Those are nubs, not horns.
When you're hearing the word horns, you're probably thinking of like the traditional devil horns.
And when
when
you're hearing dragon scale tattoos all over your entire body,
picturing legit tattoos.
This looks like somebody just went to a VFX makeup artist and had him paint
the Halloween store.
Yeah, he went to the Halloween store and got face paint.
It totally looks like the Halloween store.
It's the shezziest thing he's ever spent $30,000 on, or $20,000.
It is seriously bad.
And he looked like a normal kid beforehand, too. I mean, it's not like he's ugly or anything. He's like he's a decently handsome guy.
Yeah, he previously looked like a soccer player.
He looked like a UK soccer player.
A normal dude. So we now are looking at a tattoo of the dragon wings on his back.
Looks like somebody took markers and just colored his back in.
Pat is spot on. It looks exactly
like... It looks
like
a paint by numbers thing.
Like a temp tattoo. It does... It's not nice, you guys. Okay, this guy's very thin. So the dragon wings are not big.
They're scrawny.
Yeah, they're very scrawny.
Thin.
Kind of like...
Like a scarecrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not masculine wings whatsoever.
And he has his ears clipped from the sides and the top to where they're then sewn together to create a point on the top, like an elf ear. But I guess this is a dragon ear.
It does look exactly like an elf ear. He started getting his forearm tattooed with scales.
Well, that looks better than the green shit he's wearing on his face.
The face stuff is absolutely terrible. He plans to keep going with these scales until he's 100% covered. So I'm thinking they mean ass crack and everything.
Yeah, when's he going to get his balls tattooed?
The scales primarily look like honeycombs.
And it looks like there's just slices in his arms. It doesn't really look like a tattoo.
Oh my God.
It looks like a cheese grater.
They used a scalpel. They used a scalpel.
And they carved him into his arm?
Permanently leave the scars of the scales, yeah.
Just cut yourself and cry like every other person you would.
The caption of the above picture said he had his eyeballs inked and injected, but I don't know if I can look at it. I will scroll up so you can look.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't look that bad. It just looks like a black eye.
All right. I'm scrolling back down. That
Who gets
freaks
ink
me
injected
out.
Into their eye? Wouldn't that... then when he goes out cosplaying as a dragon, instead of the little makeup he had on, he wears a stupid homemade dragon costume.
But the dragon costume he's wearing looks better than his
modifications
to make himself look
so
like a dragon.
So all of that $20,000, he still has to wear a homemade dragon outfit when he wants to go out there and be a dragon.
Spot on.
Why doesn't he just wear the outfit? It would save him $20,000 and a lot of pain.
The tongue split cost him $500.
Because you just take scissors and just go right down the thing, right? You take some of them, those chicken scissors you have in your kitchen and just cut right down the tongue, right? Oh! And then there's his weird girlfriend. She's dressed up like a dragon and tattooed, too.
He has a big ball python, which I guess
I'm guessing he's an Instagram influencer.
Oh, I guarantee you he is. Let's see how many followers
a quote from
he
him.
Has. Wait. Hang on. Let me see how many followers
he said he
has.
Didn't use any anesthesia.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, hey, Mr. Badass.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, he's on Instagram. Let me make sure this is him. If it is, it's Burns, B-U-R-N-S, _ the_dragon. Yep, this is him.
He's only got 2,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
They did a whole article on a guy that has 2,000 followers.
Oh, he has a YouTube as well. Hang on, let me see.
But this is just why we saved everybody a lot of time reading these articles, because this is literally about a guy that nobody finds interesting enough to even follow on Instagram as a human dragon.
But he doesn't look like a dragon. That lizard guy actually tried.
He looks like an idiot is what he looks like.
He looks like a lizard person, but he did try. This guy, this is bad.
This guy looks like an idiot.
Okay, can you tell us the quote you saw?
Oh, I didn't have any anesthetic. It was about three times as painful as a tattoo. I live streamed it, so I had to keep it together.
He joked.
Yeah, he joked.
Whatever that means.
Well, there's an actual YouTube video of him getting his tongue cut down the middle.
Or him getting his arm cut open. No,
there's no way I can watch that.
My life would never be the same.
I'll watch almost anything, but I'm not going to watch that. Mm-mm. Or those from a couple shows ago where those people were getting paid to do porn that people were requesting. Those guys, yes. I would never watch that either.
No.
I don't care what I told them to do.
So he was quoted saying, "When I had my ears cropped, I wanted a jagged effect like a dragon." I don't think dragons have ears, though.
But when it healed, the points then rolled out, which isn't quite what I was going for. So I might get them tattooed to look more like pointed at some point. It's hard to know how a human body's going to react to mutilation.
But dragons don't have ears. Because it's a lizard?
I don't know. They sometimes have ear-like things, I guess.
I've never seen a dragon.
I don't know.
Ears.
Does dinosaurs have ears?
No, it's a lizard.
Yeah,
they
right.
They have the holes into their head with the eardrum. Oh, this is so bad. Okay, so...
Oh, and he's getting them cut jagged, too, so that they're spiky.
All right, guys. So his ear lobe, he got cut kind of looking like teeth, you know, like cartoony teeth where it's like jagged, like
a
up
shark's
down.
Teeth.
Yes,
or something.
Yes. He got those cut, and then it just looks like total crap because it didn't heal.
This
pointy.
Is some weird thing about inflicting pain on himself
and attention, but the attention didn't work because only 2,000 people are following.
Yeah, how are you about to do all this for no attention? We're giving this dude more attention than he's getting on the internet by himself.
Absolutely.
And we're just two people talking about it.
About how stupid it is. This is the most attention he's ever gotten. So
obviously. And he's really craving it.
So the girlfriend is 100% behind the boyfriend's plans. She said she also has always had a thing for dragons.
I told
so
you there's somebody
it.
Out
you
there
did,
that's got
did.
A dragon kink.
And the girlfriend's really not that bad looking.
No, I would figure, like I said, she's either going to be
psycho.
Extremely homely or she's going to be hot.
Super hot, but mega psycho.
But always crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's what that one
means. On a scale of 1 to 5, how many stars do you give? What is his name? Joshua Burns?
I give it 3 negative fucks.
Yeah.
Because you did it for attention.
It didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Yeah.
You spent 20 grand for attention.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
You failed.
So now what? What does he do now? Like,
he keep cutting.
He just went all for it, and now what? It didn't work.
Yeah, you're
it's
done.
It's like when you went on American Idol and then, you know, you had dreams of being a pop star and then every single one of the judges were like, you know what? No, you got to go. That was garbage. And then what?
But thank God you can wait 15 years and that video might disappear. This is it.
Permanent.
This is his whole
life. It's absolutely permanent.
He's done. Never getting a job. Oh, well, now he apparently does like sideshow type tricks.
Where he staples his forehead.
Yeah, right into the horn. It's not a
it's
horn,
for
you guys.
Attention again.
Guys, Google this. Type in Joshua Burns dragon and just look at the photos. It's not a horn. It is a nub.
It's a nub of like, some shit that they inject. They put under his skin.
Silicone. Yeah. It's like a little tiny baby ball.
It's guys got to try something else. Maybe he should be like a lead singer of a band or something.
Yeah. It's
maybe it'll be shittier
disgusting.
Than this idea. maybe not. Who knows? He's going to really have to try for it. Well, that is all the time that we have here for today. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything and we will see you.
We're very sorry.
Next
we
week.
We are very sorry,
peace!
Guys. Bye.
Man, what an idiot.
Yeah, this is the dumbest
an
shit
idiot.
I've ever seen. Oh, but then you go and wear a dress. Why? Why do you own a dragon costume if you're a dragon?
Because what he did was shitty and now he can't stop doing it? I don't know.
Yeah, you're all
No one
in
knew
at
he was
point.
A dragon before he put the costume on, apparently.
Like, you're an actual dragon, but then you have to wear a dragon costume.
So people know that you're a dragon.
People know you're a dragon, okay, yeah. Way to go, winner.